Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin with an update from Gaza, where a series of Israeli attacks killed at least 25 Palestinians on Monday morning. A strike on a home in the southern city of Rafah killed 9 members of the same family, including a baby. Women and children are also among the dead. Witnesses say many of the victims were displaced Palestinians seeking shelter for the night. Israel has regularly carried out aerial bombardments on Rafah since the start of the war and has threatened to send in ground troops. Well, in the latest round of diplomatic talks, U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken on the phone with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House says Biden made his position clear on a planned Israeli ground assault on Rafah. The U.S. is opposed to an invasion on humanitarian grounds. It comes as the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Saudi Arabia. He's also expected to travel to Israel and Jordan. And a Hamas delegation is due in Cairo to discuss a ceasefire proposal drafted by mediators from Qatar and Egypt. Well, the White House National Security Advisor says attempts to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are ongoing.
What we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring in place. It certainly will help increase the volume of aid that's getting into Gaza, but nothing can replace, quite frankly, nothing can replace the ground routes and the trucks.
Now, thousands of schools across parts of Asia have closed temporarily due to an extreme heat wave. Authorities in the Philippines have suspended classes for a further 3 days after shutting schools last week. They've also issued public health warnings. Forecasters say the unusually hot weather in the Philippines is expected to last until the middle of May, after the capital saw record high temperatures. Now, South Korea has accused the North of laying landmines along a road in the demilitarized zone between the two countries. South Korea says its military detected the North laying mines on an unpaved road inside the DMZ near Arrowhead Hill in Cheongwon. Officials in Seoul say it's the latest in a series of moves to shut down cross-border roads. Now, a bit of other news from the region. The value of the Japanese yen has fallen to its lowest level against the US dollar in more than 30 years. A decision last month by the Bank of Japan to raise interest rates for the first time since 2007 has had little impact. A weaker yen is positive for exports and also for tourism, but it also means that households are dealing with the increasing cost of imports. The finance ministry has pledged to take measures to try and stop the slide.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine the many challenges of clearing tons of rubble from Gaza, including unexploded munitions that are scattered across the strip as a result of Israel's war. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.